We've been asking you all morning, do you suspect that fake bidding takes place in relation to house purchases? Well, according to Fianna Fáil, it does, and they are proposing legislation aimed at clamping down on fake bids, alleged fake bids. The party wants a 10-day process introduced to report suspicious bids and tenders. To find out more, we're joined by Pat Casey, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on urban renewal and housing, and also by Pat Davitt, who's the CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. I go to you first, Pat Casey. What exactly are you proposing here? And by the way, what evidence have you got that we do have a problem with fake bids?
Yeah, well, first of all, good morning, Paul. We all know that the purchase of a home is the single business investment any couple can make in their life. And the purpose of this bill is probably to bring further transparency over the whole bidding process of buying that home. At the core of it, it aims to try and clamp down on the potential of estate agents using fake bids to increase home prices before that sale is agreed. And I'll put on the record, and I fully agree with Pat and his statement, while most estate agents are not engaged in this activity. However, this process will allow a bidder who feels that a suspicious bid has been made to report it to the PSRA and get a result of that within 10-day process. And what we're saying here is, if I'm buying a house tomorrow morning and I believe an estate agent has told me that there's another bid and I believe that fake bid is, I can now write to the PSRA, who can get the details off the auctioneer, who has to keep these records on file anyway, to verify that is a real bid.
So this is post-purchase. So there's no issues about market sensitivity or commercial sensitivity or anything like that.
Yeah,
this is after all.
In relation to data protection, that protection is there. The reason why we increased the 10-day or put in the 10-day timeline is so as that it will not affect the whole sales process and the final sale of contract.
Have you had many complaints? There is a generic distrust, say, of auctioneers and people who are involved in any area like this, because in some cases, as you say, it is justifiable. In a lot of cases, it's not justifiable, but we're in a very competitive market at the moment. People are trying desperately to buy a home. We've heard the anecdotes. We don't necessarily have the evidence. There are all kinds of human reasons why we have problems, greed, all those kind of things. But have you got any evidence to back up these allegations?
Well, in fairness, the party and a number of TDs have raised this issue with myself and indeed with Barry Cowan, that they are beginning to see evidence of this. And I suppose we have to equally understand that the housing market is a rising market, and this is the ideal market for this fake bidding process to take place. So what we're saying is let's put it on the table out there. Let's put a very simple process in place. All the information that is required is already there. The PSRA can get access to that information and clarify it. So it's a simple process, and it will help Paul bring confidence and
okay, let's put that to Pat Davitt, the CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers. Pat Casey there is suggesting a greater level of accountability and surveillance on our professional auctioneers and valuers. What do you think?
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Deputy Casey. First of all, my members, and indeed all auctioneers, I'm sure, in the country, take the responsibilities very seriously at the moment for law and for consumers. It's one of the biggest things that they have in their mind when they're selling a property. Secondly, what Deputy Casey and Fianna Fáil have done, or Barry Cowan has done 2 weeks ago, they've besmirched auctioneers in the country, my members and indeed every auctioneer in the country, by saying that they have anecdotal evidence for this. He's not putting any process in place that isn't there at the moment. The only process that he's adding to the process is there. Under Section 61, that process is there at the moment, where every auctioneer has to take a bid, has to write down who he gets the bid from, has to write down the time that he gets it from, and has to record the property and the actual bid, and has to hold it for 6 years. And it's there at the moment for a property regulator to see. The only thing he's doing is adding 10 days to the process. That's what Fianna Fáil are doing.
But he's increasing the level of transparency. That's not a bad thing.
No, he's not. He's not increasing the level of transparency. That transparency is there all the time. And we have no problem but adding the 10 days to it. There's absolutely no problem here.
So you have no difficulty with the Fianna Fáil proposal then?
We have absolutely no problem with their bringing in the 10 days. That process is there right now. And it's there under Section 61 of the Act. And he will see it, and anybody will see it. every auctioneer at the moment, and you have to be an auctioneer to do this, incidentally. Okay. You can't have somebody at the reception or something like that. An auctioneer has to write down these bids at the moment, has to write the date, the time, who he gets the bid from, what the bid is on, and how much, what the property is on. It's there.
So let's get this clear. Let's get this absolutely clear. If I make a bid to you this morning on a property I want to buy, I submit that to you in writing, you record it and date it and time it.
You submit it to me in writing or you submit it to me verbally, whichever the case may be. But I have a process.
Okay.
There's a particular process and a particular form, actually, for this that the property regulator has at the moment.
So you're saying
every auctioneer in the country has to write down this bid.
But you're saying it's immune to abuse, the system.
No, the system isn't immune to abuse. The system is there. It has to be done. What Fianna Fáil are saying is that we're going to now make sure that these bids are investigated inside 10 days. And that's fair enough. There's no problem there.
We got a few texts here at 53106 just before we go back to Pat Casey. Yeah. I want to ask you, Pat, about this, Pat Davitt. Texter, one of our listeners here says, what's to stop the owner getting someone to put a fake bid in to drive up the selling price?
Well, there's nothing stopping an owner from doing that if that's what they wish. But the auctioneer that takes that bid, they have to write down that bid. They have to write their name, their licence number and everything beside it. And if the regulator wishes, they can call up the auctioneer. They can take the telephone number of that person and they call them up and find out whether they made a fake bid or not.
Okay.
That process is there right now.
Okay, Pat Davitt, thanks for that. Now, let's go back to Pat Casey. Pat Casey,
yeah.
The only problem, and Pat Davitt makes a very sort of coherent point there and a legitimate point, he's saying that Fianna Fáil, all they've done in proposing this legislation, the transparency is already there, that all you've succeeded in doing is besmirching the good reputation of every auctioneer in Ireland.
No,
what have you said about that?
Yeah, no. In fairness, and I put that, just said that in the introduction, that the majority of all auctioneers behave correctly, and I'm not going to deny that, but Pat nor I, or nobody can give 100% guarantee out there to couples who are buying a house that there isn't the potential of fake bidding taking place. Now, just on a few other points, in relation to the Section 21, yes, that process is there at the moment. There is no defined timeline on it. Most people probably cannot avail of it until they realise the sale of the home that they had put a bid on is now gone and outside of their reach. So what this bill is proposing, and it's proposing it's done within the time frame of the sale of contract being agreed, is that this 10-day process, and in fact, we're quite liberal with the 10-day
okay.
process.
Mm-hmm.
I would honestly believe that this can be done in a shorter time frame.
Okay.
Pat has said the data is there for all of this, a simple process, and if Pat can work with us as we bring this legislation
okay.
through the door.
All right, we have to leave it there. Pat Casey, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on urban renewal and housing, and Pat Davitt, the CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. Thank you very much for joining us.